Back around, Darren, Donick, and Chase. Our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD products curated for life. Don't forget, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. He's Keith Ryan Cartwright. Here's the book. You can see it if you're watching us. Black Cowboys of Rodeo, Unsung Heroes from Harlem to Hollywood and the American West. Keith now joins us. Keith, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
So this has been a little bit of a whirlwind week for you. This book came out, what, Monday?
Monday. Yeah, Monday. And just doing everything I can to promote it and get the word out there. Not for me. This book is for the Cowboys who are in it. And this is a chance to let their stories be known.
Well, let's start there, because you've been living in this market for a good while, and the first time I met you is when you were, I want to get people to understand a little bit of your background, when you were working for an event that was coming to town. It was at Bridgestone Arena, and you were like, hey, check this out. And I'd never gone before, and I went, and we had a great time. But tell everybody a little bit about your background in the past that kind of led you to this path, because it's pretty important, because those are people along the way that were important to putting together what you just released on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I originally started out as an entertainment writer, and for many years, I was a freelance writer for the Tennessean, and wrote about, it's interesting, in the Nashville market, I pretty much wrote about rock and roll, and then I split my time between Los Angeles, where they knew I had a Nashville connection, and I would write about country music. One thing led to another, and I ended up writing and producing some television shows, which somehow led to me falling backwards into a career where I spent 7 years with the PBR traveling around the world writing about professional bull riding. And I know that seems like it was all over the place, but it really was a linear line, and that line then led, while I was with the PBR, to meeting Myrtis Dyteman and eventually writing this book.
So I'm going to give you an opportunity to name drop, because you should, because I've seen some really cool pictures you post from time to time of, like you just said, some of the, you know, the interviews that you used to, I just saw recently Sally Fields. Like, tell her, just go on. I'm going to give you the forum to do some name dropping of some of the coolest interviews you've done in the past.
Well, I hope everybody has their hiking boots on today, steel-toed. Former President Jimmy Carter, you mentioned two-time Academy Award winner Sally Field, and also talked with Alan Alda, and everyone you can think of in rock and roll, from David Lee Roth and Ozzy Osbourne to Maroon 5.
Wow. I'm sure you had some pretty unique experiences with those interviews, to say the least.
Yeah. The most unique was probably one with Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about one of the craziest concerts that I ever saw. We were talking about Starwood, because it was just 15 years ago that Starwood closed. We just had that day here recently, and I was talking about the Lenny Kravitz show there at Starwood that I'll never forget. I mean, if the fire marshal would have showed up, they definitely would have shut that show down. You could barely walk that night. It was crazy.
Yeah. And everybody walked. I mean, he was worth the show. He was worth the price of admission, absolutely.
So what led you to this? I know this is a project you've been working on for years. What led you to this book, Black Cowboys of Rodeo?
Yeah, so I started working for the PBR in January of 2008. And then at some point in 2009, Ty Murray introduced me to Myrtis Dyteman. And after my first conversation with him, I called Ty up on the phone and I said, I don't know when, and I don't know all the details yet, but I'm going to write that man's biography. I was so enamored with Myrtis. Here's a guy who today, now he's mid to late 80s, but he has no formal education. He only went to school through the fifth grade. But even then, he only went to school when it was convenient. So as he was growing up, his dad worked as a manager for another man's ranch, right? And so Mertis grew up on this ranch, and if there were chores or any work to be done that he was capable of doing for his size, strength, and age, he did it. And if there wasn't work to be done, then he could go to school. And at that time, at the end of a year, even if you were on par with your classmates or not, you just went to the next grade. And so by the time he got to the fifth grade, he was big enough, strong enough to work every day. And so that's when he stopped going to school. But when you talk to him, he does not sound like somebody who doesn't have an education. There was just so much wisdom to be had from him that, you know, I found it fascinating, and over the next, you know, decade or so, he really became a hero of mine. And then in July 1st of 2017, when I started this book in earnest, I thought to myself, if I only write about Mertis, I'm going to play into the stereotype that they're either A, were no black cowboys, or B, black cowboys are an anomaly. And so I wanted people to know just how prevalent they were. And Mertis started introducing me to all his black cowboy friends down in the Gulf Coast region of Texas, and that led me to Oklahoma, and Oklahoma led me to Harlem, and Harlem led me back to Los Angeles, and the next thing I know, I was in Chicago, and you can tell there's just that cowboy culture is, it's everywhere.
I think it's so important for people like you to tell the story and become so attached to the story that, you know, it comes through in your writing, and it's no different than a guy we've gotten to know for a long time on this show, Andrew Marinus, who I believe you're doing, aren't you doing a virtual event with a couple, you're going to have a couple of cowboys and Andrew Marinus tonight, because obviously he did the same type of book, right? And these stories need to be told, and it takes people like yourself and Andrew Marinus that are willing to put in a lot of time and a lot of effort to tell a story that needs to be told.
Yeah, tonight Parnassus Books in Nashville is going to be gracious enough to host a virtual event. You can go to parnassusbooks.net to see the link and follow that. And at 6 p.m., Andrew's going to moderate a conversation with me, a cowboy from Chicago named Mike Ladding, and another cowboy named Glenn Jackson. It's a pretty big week for Glenn. Monday on Netflix, Chickasaw Ranch became available to view, and he did some stunt work in there. And then yesterday, The Harder They Fall with Idris Elba and Regina King and a bunch of other wonderful actors, that premiered on Netflix. And Glenn plays one of the outlaws in that movie, but he's a rodeo cowboy, and so is Mike. And We'll be talking about their career and the book, and you're right. Andrew, he was kind of a beacon for me, you know, when I met him right before I first started this book, and the love and admiration that he developed when he wrote his book, I didn't set out for that to happen. But it began to happen for me, I understood how he got so connected to Perry Wallace when he was writing Strong Inside. You know, just last night I flew to Tulsa, and I never intended for this to happen with the book, but there are two cowboys who live an hour apart from one another, but they're a generation or two separation. And so Irvin Williams and Bud Bramwell knew of one another, but they had never met. And so Irvin wanted to take me out to dinner to a soul food restaurant here in Tulsa to celebrate the book's release. And knowing he wanted to meet Bud after reading the chapter on him, I called Bud, and I had him secretly drive into Tulsa from Stillwater. And when we got together, and then another one of the cowboys in the book, Marcus Friday, he joined us, You know, it was, for me, it was neat to just sit on the other side of the table quietly and watch these guys get to know one another on a personal level rather than just admiration from afar.
What is it about this lifestyle that intrigued you so much? You just kind of gave us a history of what you've done over the years. This is completely different and off the beaten path to what you were accustomed to. That window when you were working for the PBR, what was it about this lifestyle and the people involved that has intrigued you so much that it's stayed with you?
My answer until a little while ago would have been different, but I've come to realize throughout all my life and experiences, I've met a lot of people, and a lot of people kind of come and go in your life. And sometimes, like when you're writing about entertainment, I know those guys are from afar, but there's people that you befriend, and they're in your life, and you become more than just colleagues. You're kind of friends, but not that, and in sports and in a lot of areas of life, when you're not around somebody, that those friendships sort of dwindle and peter out. But what I've discovered is make a friend with a cowboy, and even if 2 or 3 years goes by, when you see them, there's the handshake and the conversation. It's not a cliche. It picks up right where it left off. You know, I don't go to every PBR event anymore, you know, but I'm in the airport right now in Tulsa. I'm flying to Vegas to go to the PBR World Finals, and I've already got guys texting me and messaging me, hey, am I going to see you only at the event? Which hotel are you staying at? They're true to their word, man. The iconic image of the American cowboy, it's the one image that just hasn't let us down. So many so-called people that we look up to or we want to admire, in recent years, more and more we find that they're disappointing. And to me, the cowboy, you know, that spirit, it really hasn't let us down.
Willie? I bet he dropped.
No, I'm here.
No, I think Willie dropped. Willie was going to jump in there and ask something. He's in Vancouver, so he may have dropped. So let's just wrap it up with this, Keith, as people have listened to this. If they want to get a hold of this book and check it out, how do they do it?
If they're available wherever books are sold. If you're in Nashville or close to the Nashville area, I suggest you go to Parnassus Books. It's an incredible bookstore. The Nashville community is so lucky to have it. They have many copies. Otherwise, you can go to ParnassusBooks.net, order it online, or if you're listening from somewhere else on the internet or what have you, wherever books are sold, the book is available. It's that simple.
Keith, really appreciate you doing this. Best of luck with this. I know it's already taken off in a short amount of time. Continued success, and we'll talk down the road, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Keith Ryan Cartwright. He is the author of the book Black Cowboys of Rodeo, Unsung Heroes from Harlem to Hollywood and the American West. It's really cool. That is the one thing I really do appreciate about him and guys like Andrew Marinus and Keith that embrace a story that, you know, is not a story that's well told or well documented. And they put in the time and the effort to do so because it needs to be. And because of them, then that story comes to light. And then it changes everything. But it takes someone willing to put in the time and the effort like these guys to tell a story that's not, you know, it's easy to write a book on, you know, Donald Trump or, you know, somebody, a lightning rod figure like, you know, Nick Saban. You know, Nick Saban gets mad when people just write books, you know, about him and it's, you know, he doesn't give any consent and they just do it. Because why? Because people are interested in that person. Like it's a lot easier. I'm not taking anything away from those books, but I'm saying those stories are well told. It's these that really intrigue me. So appreciate Keith for coming on. Chase, why don't you tell everybody about BetMGM?
I will, because they are the king of sports books and they welcome you with the lock of the year. All you have to do is place a $10 moneyline wager on either New York or Indianapolis. And if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the code 1025GAME200 when you make your first bet. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use that code 1025GAME200 to win $200 in free bets if either New York or Indianapolis scores a touchdown. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.